I've been telling our young friend about comedy festivals.
Yeah.
Like, I went to that one in Atlanta, and it was just networking.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're for, is networking.
Yeah, which is insane.
And then the people they pick to win, they even cast that. Like, first off, you got to be a typecast basically to get in.
Yeah.
So either you're a woman, minority, or a pussy white dude.
Yeah.
So maybe Bobby's right. Maybe the reason I got in is because I'm a pussy-ass
No, dude, don't listen to Bobby, dude. Don't hey, listen Bobby's to Bobby. Right. Don't listen to Bobby.
He's out there hardscaping right now with his headphones listening to this. I hope it's cold as fuck right now, Bobby. I hope you're fucking cold, bud. But yeah, it was just, and you would do a show or maybe two, and then afterwards there was always a party, like where everyone just went.
Like a mixer?
Yeah, like a mixer.
Ugh.
And you just talk to other comedians and talk to bookers.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare.
It sucked dick.
There's two people I don't like, other comedians and people who produce comedy shows. Yeah. There's like the last two people.
I was talking shit to bookers. I didn't know they were bookers. I was talking to like high people, really high up. I was like, this is fucking gay. I was just blacking out. It was a free beer. I would just go down there and get fucking wasted. And people were like, who the fuck's this guy? I'd be like, yo, you fucking suck, dude. I saw your fucking set. It sucked.
I wish I saw you down
there. Oh, it was terrible, dude. I got down there and I was just miserable. Before I got hammered, I would just stand in the corner every night.
Did you really?
I would talk to like two guys that I knew from before.
Dude, I don't talk. When I go to those mics, I really think I freak people out in New York. Because I go to those mics and I'll like just sit down. They're like, people will be gathered upstairs like talking. And I'll just go downstairs.
If I saw you just sitting there?
I just sit down and I just like stand by my phone. I like lump out and charge my phone and just sit there. Just like, don't talk to anyone. Then I go up and I'm like, you guys are fucking pussies. Like, get this guy.
Until I found out this one dude was like with Big Sky. And that's a festival I wanted to get in.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, yo, you're the fucking man.
You're the best, dude.
I tried to network with him. I'm so bad at networking.
I can't do it, dude.
I'll walk up and be like, yo, these other guys suck, right? Like, actually, I really like her. She's special. I'll be like, that girl?
And you're like, yeah, definitely. She's great.
The one with the puns, she fucking sucked.
Yeah, dude.
The puns and the glasses and the fucking bangs.
I'm just going to...
Grandma dress.
I'm just banking on getting good enough to wear... Even if it's like I'm fucking 45 or 50, that I can't, dude. I can't go there and schmooze and be like, I might get on How I Met Your Mother. Like, it's disgusting, dude.
Yeah.
It literally disgusts me.
I looked at the lineup for that Bridgetown Festival in Portland. Holy fuck.
Dude, I don't even look at that shit.
Yeah, every once in a while you gotta remind yourself that you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm like, am I crazy or are they not booking not gay white dudes?
Yeah.
I'm right.
You got to have a
flannel. Of course, there's some good guys on there. Don't get me wrong.
Of course. No, no.
It's a good festival.
Always.
Comedically.
But, like, I would like to do an experiment where I start wearing a flannel and just get, like, a beard and just be like, oh, my God. It's, like, orange.
Yeah. Just talk about your white guilt.
Yes. Dude, that's all. And everyone up there, it's like, that's the one joke. It's like, well, you know, I have to. It's, like, my white privilege. And then they'll try to, like. It's a joke designed to make sure that you know that they understand white privilege and that's a problem and that like other people don't, but they're not that that's the whole joke. It's insane. Yeah, yeah. It's fucking insanity.
Well, that's just hack. That's all it is.
It is. It's like
so it works for some people, but it is hack. So
it's the 50-year-old guy at the Comedy Zone or the Comedy Cabaret being like, I have Mexican neighbors, they're outside dancing, drinking Coronas, and everyone's they're gonna be that dude at the Comedy Zone being oh my God.
Yeah. Of course.
It's crazy. Meanwhile, dude, we'll just be ascending to heights unimaginable.
We'll be sitting at this fucking poker table.
I'll definitely be like, fuck, probably you know what sucks?
Not good enough to stay in Philly. We'll be in like fucking Scranton.
Yeah. We'll be in Syracuse.
I'll still be with Caitlin commuting.
We'll be in Syracuse. Like, you know, oh, it's pretty cheap up here. Did you see that new movie? It's fucking dumb.
So yeah, I was in the Poconos this weekend.
Yeah,
at a nice
how was that?
Up at the Cassini,
ooh, Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, it was a really nice casino. Damn. But man, casinos are uncomfortable.
Yeah,
especially when you're like, I don't have any money, so
yeah, they're
just kind of hanging out.
They're sad.
And being in a casino by yourself for a weekend.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, it's depressing.
I was just, as soon as I got in, I just got naked. It's right. I just walked into my room.
Just disrobed.
Friday. I checked in early on Friday. I got in at like 4, naked.
Just drop fucking
naked
trowel.
Until 8:30.
Damn.
Did the show. Came back to my room naked. Woke up. Notre Dame played at noon. Watched that.
Holy fuck.
And also, I didn't want to spend money on food, so I got two casino buffet gifts. Like, they gave you two meals.
Yeah, you had the tickets.
So Friday, I crushed it. And then Saturday, I held off all day to eat. Around 5 p.m.
Just piled it in.
Made my way down to the Timbers buffet on the casino floor. Me and every fucking old, fucking limbless, wheelchair-bound fucking idiot.
It's like pirates.
It's crazy. Yeah, it was. It was a Civil War hospital. Everybody in there was missing limbs.
Really? Just buzzing around?
Yeah, everybody had carts flying around, dude.
Jesus, man. I get bummed out when I see people sitting there like with basically like their life savings at a job they hate it, and then just instantly pump it back to some rich guy before they die.
Some fucking like, Native American. Some Poconos, Jim
some
Thorpe.
Some motherfucker. Yeah, that always depresses me when I see like an old person, their kids don't talk to them anymore, and they're like, well, I'll just give my money to a billionaire now and slowly die.
Before I got on stage Saturday night, I was sitting in the back with the other comics, and this fat lady walked in. She was a dickhead. She walked in and she was like, I'm sitting up front. Make fun of me, you turds. And walked away. And I was just like, oh, no. So, yeah, I was on stage.
A wild Nidoran appeared.
Yeah, dude. She fucking... And also, I was sitting there just... Because from where I was sitting before I went on stage, I could see her in the front row. And I was just going through my head, just, what should I say to her? Like,
yeah,
you were great in the Mucinex commercials. Like, fucking... She had blue hair, so I was like, you look like the clown from Spawn. All this shit. Like, in my head, I was just fucking destroying this lady. And I was like, I can't say any of that.
I can't go out
there and be like, you look like a pile of shit.
Yeah. That's a tough thing about... I got into it one time. I had a middle-aged lady who was heckling me, and I made fun of her clothes being from, like, Kohl's or some shit. And I was like, yeah, you know, I just made fun of her clothes being from, like, Marshall's. It wasn't even that bad. Dude, her... The whole group she was with, her husband, they all looked at me like, what the fuck, man? And I was just like, I'll never say anything about a girl's clothes ever again while I do stand up.
Yeah.
Unless it's like totally outlandish.
So I went out there and like within the first 3 minutes, she didn't say anything. I just assaulted her.
Nice.
Just 3 minutes in, I was like, look at you.
Oh, so you gave it to her.
Yeah, but I didn't for no reason. So no one in the audience knew how much I hated her for no reason.
So like, she just inceptioned
you. She walked up. While I'm sitting there before a show, and was like, I'm in the front, make fun of me, you turd, and walked away. And I was like, I hate you.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you here?
Yeah.
You're going to ruin my night.
Yeah.
You fucking bowl of mashed potatoes.
It sucks.
You fucking idiot. Oh, and then I kept making fun of everyone in the casino for driving carts.
Little mobility chairs.
Yeah, there was like five in the audience.
God,
I saw
damn.
At the end of the show, I was standing out in the lobby and like three just zoomed past me. I was like, oh.
It was like you were in the future. They're like,
yeah, dude, it was crazy. They were all healthy. There was one that was just a girl, just a normal girl, just carted right past me. I was like, what the fuck?
She went to the lady. She's like, my legs are tired. No, here's a fucking mobility scooter.
Yeah, dude.
I'm drunk. We got to get them.
Mobility scooters?
That'd be tight, yeah. If we started buzzing around our neighborhood in mobility scooters, dude, we get so much cred. Oh, my God.
Yes.
But, yeah, my show, jumping back to your weekend.
Yeah.
My
Here,
show
tell
is
them that. I'm going to throw in a fucking
go ahead.
Sick-ass dip.
My show is a fucking nightmare. I get there. I'm in Sicklerville. I return to the land of my second love, my ex-wife, and I'm there. I'm in Sicklerville. I'm in my GPS. It takes me into, like, a shopping center with like a Buffalo Wild Wings and shit. And I'm like, all right, some restaurant has a back room, whatever. So I'm looking around and I like Google the suite number of like what I was supposed to be. It turned out to be an Anytime Fitness. It was a gym.
Oh,
so I'm
God.
Like, oh, fuck. Either I have it wrong or fuck, the show's
you're
in a gym.
Stand up in a gym next to a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck. So I was like, oh, whatever. And yeah, I'm not a big diva about that shit, but you know, in a gym, I was like, I don't see where this could.
Big diva?
Yeah. I'm not a diva about, like, I don't care. I hate when, like, road comics come and they're like, oh, my career's really taking off. It's like,
yeah, it's always.
Dude, this is where your career is. Stop acting like you're better.
If you were in a gym next to a Buffalo Wild Wings, you could really make the claim, like, oh, wow.
I could say this is weird.
This sucks. My career sucks.
That would be different than trying to act like my career. It's like, dude, I've seen you at like all the comedy.
Every single fucking Comedy Zone comic.
Yep.
It's like, hey, it's good to be here in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Boy, my career's taken off. Or like last week I was in Vegas.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Were you? You were probably on vacation, you fucking loser.
You're at Disney World. Yeah, I was in Hollywood last week.
Yeah.
It was in like Hollywood, North Dakota.
They're all like, you can check out, I got a pilot coming out. They all have TV shows.
They all have
They're
shit like, in the deals.
I got a show coming out. Before they always say it at the end of the show, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one classic.
Yeah.
Right before the end of the show, they're like, listen, I got these DVDs for sale, but I got to make an announcement tonight.
Yeah.
I got a new show coming out on Fox.
They all.
Be like, oh my God. Yep. It's like, this guy, the guitar act? You think he's fucking
Fox? Yeah, exactly. He landed a fucking sitcom. It's bullshit. All right,
sorry. So you were in a weight room with...
So literally, I walked in, and there's like a studio. There's a dude sitting there, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm here for the show. And he's like, are you bringing people? I was like, no, I'm on. He was like, okay.
It's a black show, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm like, where do I go? And he's like, it's back. I didn't even see this door. It's a whole separate room. This thing was... It was like a garage. It was humongous. The ceiling was fucking 25 feet high.
Perfect comedy conditions.
Perfect comedy conditions. Just big hanging industrial lights on chains that were like bright as you could wish for. And there was you know those like tents people put on the beach? Yeah. Or like at a marathon, shit like that?
Yeah.
There's a tent like that with like a weird green fake grass under it. And then they had like a chain, a plastic like... It looked like the, you know, those chains are like a pawn from chess with like linked chains across, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's
that, like a kind of like a King Kong exhibit where I'm like, so when I'm on stage, I'm like chained into this thing with like just tons of workout equipment behind me in a brightly lit room. And then five ladies like you described, like we sat up front, dude, these five fat black ladies with like total secretary gear, just like shiny fucking shirts with like 95 different colors on them.
Oh, God. Wearing the Bernie Mac shirt from his fucking... Yeah.
Just utter just secretary garb, dude. They even
have Bernie Mac's face airbrushed on their jeans.
They came up, and I went up first. I had no introduction. I had no one warmed up. It was insane. The guy who was supposed to warm up did 20 minutes before anyone came to like an empty room, the DJ and me and like one other person. And then he's like, yeah, I'm just getting my jokes. I'm working it out. And then he went up there and was like, y'all ready to have a good time? And everyone's like, yeah. He's like, all right, give it up for Matt. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, did he even say your last name?
No.
He just said Matt?
Matt. It happens to me all the time. Give it up for Matt.
Yeah, true. Your last name, how the fuck is that hard for people?
McCusker. I don't know.
McCusker.
Every single
person fucks that up.
Everyone
McCusker.
Does. McCusker. McCluskey.
McCluskey.
McCuster.
McCuster.
I get McCasker a lot. It's like.
Fucking McCusker.
McCusker. It's easy as fuck. But,
easy.
Yeah. But, dude, so then, like, I go up there, and I'm having fun. I'm fucking around. And these five ladies, everything, like, bah, bah. Like, we came out here. That's why we sat in the front. Bah.
Well, maybe you should take it easy on that voice.
This is exactly how this lady sounded.
Is it how they sounded?
I'm not even
close
how they... Or is
that
you being
a racist right
now? No, this is exactly how this lady sounded.
All right, so go ahead. Do your black lady impersonation.
Bah.
Damn, dude, you see this van?
Holy shit. Oh, it's Virgin Hair Extension.
Don't just wear your hair. Be your hair. Spelled B-E-E. That's a... little typo on this.
Well, no, this business is called BEE Your Hair.
Oh, I see.
Her name's probably B, like Beatrice.
Damn,
dude. I want to fuck the chick on that van.
Yeah, dude. Check out Be Your Hair Beauty Salon.
Official sponsor.
Yeah, dude.
Robert.
617 South 52nd Street, Philadelphia.
Hell yeah.
That's one of the sickest vans I've ever seen.
That's fucking awesome.
It's a pink van with graphics the entire way.
When this podcast blows up, I'm going to buy that. It's a pink van with a super hot black chick with fake hair.
A black chick that's about to measure Matt's dick.
And fucking torture me for 2 years.
Oh boy. Jeez.
What? What?
Change those fucking lines. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
So you...
I was referring to my high school girlfriend.
Yes. And anyway. You did a show in a weight room.
Oh yeah, so I just bombed. And then it was like them. It was like a firing squad of just like fucking like super... rowdy fat black chicks is being like, man, that's what you get when you met her. We wanted to be here. And I'm like, all right, yeah. And I kept being like, yeah, I mean, if you want to fucking talk, I don't care. I'll just stand here. I'm getting paid. I don't give a fuck. And then she started making fun of my gear. And I was like, you want to talk fucking gear? I was about to go into their fucking clothes.
Boy.
And this lady like really stiffened up. And I remembered the other lady in New Jersey I made fun of. And I was like, let me just take this fucking dick, dude. Let me just sit up here and take
this
dick.
What's up with dick, man?
What?
Take it easy.
What?
It's always dick with you. Oh, boy. So what do you got? You got anything cool coming up?
Nah, dude. I do. I'm doing... I'll be in Lancaster Friday.
Oh, yeah.
This
I just
Friday.
Did that show.
It's going to be tight. Where's that at again?
That is... I forget where. It's in Lancaster.
It's in Lancaster.
You can find it.
Check it out on Facebook.
But no, it's a cool room. Ruby put it together. It's like they made a... It's in a basement, so that's cool. It's a good setting. But like, it's big and... they got like donations for everything, so it's all like a mishmash of chairs and shit and couches, and
that is nice.
It's cool.
I saw those Adirondack
cool
style chairs.
Yeah.
They're nice.
It's a cool setting. And then I did the inaugural show.
It's tight.
It's Is that how you say that? Inaugural?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wouldn't that be annual?
No. Inaugural is
inaugural
first.
Is just first.
Yeah, it's number one.
I don't know why I'm questioning
second guessing
myself.
Yourself,
dude. Second, yeah, yeah,
God
yeah.
damn, dude. You caught my bug from last week. I had the pussy bug last week. Now you got it.
But it was a good show, and it was really fun. Everybody was on board with everything. And then midway through my show, these two fucking college students, a gay kid and a gay Asian lady.
Oh, genderqueer.
Well, she was queer. Yes, I apologize.
Thank you.
They just started heckling midway through my set, just out of nowhere.
It just rallied.
I'm like, you're racist. You're being racist. I was like, what should I do to change that? And they're like, don't be racist. I was like, all right, I'll try.
Noted.
And then while they just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Of course not.
And I was like, all right, guys, like, I get it. Sorry. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
You don't have to be here. I don't care. Like, you can leave.
Yeah.
It's fine. And these black ladies stood up and were like, get the fuck out of here. Shut the fuck up. I was like, nice.
That is nice.
Yeah, having the black ladies side with me.
It fucking cancels all that out.
Especially because all my jokes aren't racist. Like, I mean,
no.
there's some racism in there.
Yeah, but
it's all like, I recognize that it's racist.
Exactly.
Like, I'm making fun of people that are racist. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, you're just describing what's going on accurately, not like being like, well, I have Mexican neighbors and they keep dancing every night. No, you're making fun of yourself for feeling a certain way.
Yeah, and I'm like, I felt racist. It wasn't good.
Yeah, which no one will say, which is funny. Everyone's just like, oh my God, I would never. It's like, dude.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch OJ on Netflix, dude.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Get cut off by your 45th Puerto Rican in a row driving in New York, and you're like, dude, what the fuck is this? Just as the same dude on the Bluetooth was following me around driving, just cut me off, and was like, motherfucker. It's natural, dude.
Yeah, so I went and I talked to them after the show. They did leave, thanks to the support of several female minorities. We got rid of the gays.
Oh, dude, they have the old, they're the king on the chessboard.
Yeah, but it was funny, because Ruby opened with a joke about, like, getting raped by a fucking crazy, like, rape terrorist joke. Oof. They didn't say shit.
Of course not.
And then one fucking Madea goes to the moon and the place is nuts.
You're being racist.
Racist, racist, stop. It's not funny.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's what the issue. They're like, try to be funny. And which was crazy because everybody was laughing. Like, it was a good show. I get it if I was bombing.
Yeah.
Like, I bombed on the night before, and some guy tweeted me, hold on, I got to read you this. I did a show for the Trailer Park Boys and took one on the fucking chin. It was a nightmare show. But this guy afterwards, some random fuck at this show. This show was horrific.
You said it was 500 people standing in a hot room.
It was like 500, 600 people just packed in this room standing. It was a concert venue.
Yeah.
So I'm on this rock stage, like a tall... huge fucking
you're on, like,
stage.
The Guitar Hero setting.
Just like, hey guys, and they're like, shut the fuck up. I was like, all right. Brenton texted me at Shane M. Gillis. A lot of your material was funny last night until you started bringing up race and identity politics. Hashtag unnecessary.
Hashtag unnecessary. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, his
good
fucking
God.
His profile picture is him umpiring a Little League game. I swear to God. Oh, man. He tweeted yesterday, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yeah. Just a beacon of fucking inner truth and knowledge.
This guy. This really funny fuck. he was right, though. I did get a little racist.
Well.
I also said faggots on stage.
Well.
I called the audience a bunch of dumb faggots.
Maybe, dude. They might be fucking watching
they
you. They
were fucking
the
upset.
Fucking, the Westboros might be watching
Westboros
you, dude.
Westboros trying to recruit me. They saw
they
some
are.
Tape.
Like, we heard
actually,
shit.
I was
he's
really,
down at the Starbucks. Let's go now.
I
see
was
what
really afraid someone was going to film that set.
What if
it was
like,
terrible?
What if you're like Will Smith from the beginning of Men in Black, where like they're like, we need this guy to say faggot with us. They fucking chase you on the roof.
No, I said faggot, and immediately was like, I'm sorry. I was like, shut the fuck up, dude. You guys are dumb fucking faggots. As soon as I said that, I was like, I should have said that.
I'm sorry. I take that back.
Yeah.
Good God.
And then they all started yelling at me to chug my beer. I was like, I'm not going to fucking chug this.
Ah, it's fucking funny.
And they literally, when I said no, the whole room starts chanting, chug.
So you do
it's
it?
Like 500 people. And I was like, and there was a little kid in the front row. I was like, you hear this, dude? Someday you're going to be my age and 1,000 fucking retards are going to be trying to peer pressure you. You got to stand your ground, dude. You got to fucking stand your ground like George Zimmerman.
No.
I was like, 1,000 Trayvons are going to be yelling at you.
Dude, this kid was just like,
Yeah, the kid had no idea. The dad who was holding him was like, Jesus Christ.
Good
but
God.
That, at that point, the show, it had was, gone off the show was nuts.
It was wild.
And I was just trying to say the meanest things. Shouldn't have said that one.
No.
I felt bad. But, I mean, clearly that was a joke.
Obviously,
I
yes.
recognize that.
Well, the whole fucking thing slipped around. There weren't like a zillion Trayvons attacking.
There was not one yeah, black exactly. person in there.
No, I'm saying like the situation
yeah, yeah,
was
yeah,
reversed.
To try to defend it. Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
Oh, God. That was...
Was that your end? Was that like, oh, I thank you guys.
No, oh, there was no thank you. The way that ended was all of you fucking suck my dick. You fucking idiots. No, the end was me saying, can I please get the fuck out of here?
Oh, my God.
And then finally, them being like, 5 more minutes. So I did 5 minutes of me just being like, I saw how dumb all of you are.
Good God.
You guys suck. Be like, boo, fuck you. I'd be like, fuck you, lady.
That's so fucking funny.
And I started to get laughs off of that. Like, people would yell, and I would make fun of them, and the whole crowd would be like, yeah!
That's fucking funny. They're just savages.
Yeah, they were truly a dumb group of rednecks that just...
That was white trash.
And if it was in a comedy club, that would have been great. But it was just a fucking concert venue where they did not want to see any stand-up.
Dude,
they just wanted to see... They just wanted to take a Facebook picture.
Yeah. With Randy.
The Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, you were dealing with, like, fucking standing white hot and, like, bothered white trash.
Yeah.
Snake pit.
Chaos.
Good God.
Like, I'm like, hey, please be quiet and listen and try to think.
Fuck like, you!
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Yeah, there's nothing you could do.
Yeah, so that was a bomb.
You could have busted out, like, a chainsaw and cut the stool in half, and they'd be like, ah!
There was a ton of props on stage.
Were there?
So the Trailer Park Boys did.
That's pretty
and
funny.
I keep saying the Trailer Park. It was Leahy and Randy
yeah,
from
two
that.
Of them.
It was two side characters from a Canadian comedy show. And they sold out Lancaster. I couldn't believe it.
That's
they
crazy.
Were standing in line in the rain for like 2 hours to get in there.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And when I saw them, I was like, this will go well. It'll all seem fun.
Yeah.
And then I saw the venue. I walked in, I saw there were no chairs. Jesus. I was like, holy shit.
Fuck.
This is going to suck.
God damn.